Hey, 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 my name is Christy Yoder, your podcast host. I am the founder and CEO of Smart VAs. Can I tell you a secret? I am obsessed with teamwork and delegation. I consider myself a lazy entrepreneur, not because I don't like working, but because I always find ways to do things in the most effective way. I was born and raised in Manila, Philippines, moved to the States, and grew my virtual assistant agency from one person to more than 40 plus team members as of this recording. I was able to grow my business 10 times more after I hired my first virtual assistant in a span of 3 months. That's why my goal in this podcast is to help you grow your business by giving you fresh perspectives on delegation, up-to-date proven business strategies, and by interviewing successful entrepreneurs to teach you how to scale your business while living a freedom-filled lifestyle. So, are you ready to become a master delegator? Let's dive right in. Hi, in today's episode, we feature Olga Tan from Upmart. She connects business owners with high-quality service providers so they may outsource to the right person, helping them grow their business faster by saving them time and money. She grew her business by using all contacts in her network, manually connecting people and helping them find their perfect match to work with. Olga believes that building networks and referral programs are the best and cheapest marketing strategies that an entrepreneur can have. The more people recognize you, the more people can trust you to provide quality service and refer your services to their network. Join us in today's episode as Olga shares different insights on entrepreneurship and delegation. She also talks about when is the right time for a business owner to outsource or delegate, knowing your strengths and weaknesses, and the importance of having a clear vision in your business. As you were starting out your business, what is the one main problem that you had and how did you overcome that problem?
It was and still is onboarding high quality experts, finding high quality experts, because I stand behind every single expert I have on my platform right now. I have a very strict and stringent onboarding process where I make absolute sure that this person will stick on the platform, will be there, will answer messages, and will be there for the clients who I refer to. That is my biggest hurdle, I think. And right now I'm starting to work again via referrals. And I have not made, despite the fact that it's been difficult to get more people on, experts on, I still stick to my guidelines, my rules as to who I get to work or who gets to work with the platform and with me. Because the moment the person, the expert is onboarded, they will get referrals. It's a guarantee because there are enough entrepreneurs and startups who are looking to hire.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is really a struggle, you know, looking for someone who is an expert and not just an expert, but a real expert, because somebody out there can just say, I'm an expert in this kind of stuff. And then they will send you their resume or CV or portfolio and you'll see a lot of good stuff. But then when they start working for you or for the person who you referred them to, sometimes it's not. It's different. And so I am glad that you have a process in place to really qualify those experts, that they should really be the expert in whatever industry they are in. And yeah, commitment is also one thing that is important, because if they sign up to be one of your experts, then they need to make sure that they are dependable, that they are responsive, because you are doing your job to refer people to them. So they have to do their job to kind of close the sale, if you know what I mean, and to be responsive. Yeah, so I feel like it should both work in both ways. You know, you both do your responsibilities and your commitment to each other. And how did you grow your business?
So to be honest, I only started about 2 months ago, because the idea came 2 years ago. But then I did a concept test, then I did a web design test, etc. So between all the testing and the an MVP, so a minimum viable product, 2 years has passed. So I only launched the platform end of last year. Realized that it's not just about attracting people to the platform or to the website, but it's really matchmaking people, because oftentimes people either don't know who they need to hire, or they think they need to hire one person, but in reality, they don't really know what that person does. Yeah, so then, I realize that people are not actually connecting. So I'm attracting lots of people onto the platform. People are registering, experts are registering, entrepreneurs are registering, but then they're not finding each other. So I'm spending a lot of this efforts on finding people, but then they're not connecting. So only 2 months ago, I realized, why don't I actually start manually connecting people? And that is when I started to grow my business. When I used, because over these 2 years, I've built up quite a large network of founders and startups and entrepreneurs who are now looking to hire. So what I'm doing is I'm using my network and I'm referring my current highly qualified existing experts to them. And that way I'm also building the kind of my own reputation, but also I'm building the reputation of the platform so that eventually when my experts are in the position to leave me a review and the startups are in the position to leave me a review that they found the right expert for them. Reviews, you probably know, and referrals, they are the business. So this is my next step on how I'm planning to build it further and make it more automated than it is now.
Yeah, that's really good. So how do you think, networking or referrals can help a business grow even faster?
Referrals or word of mouth is the best marketing you can possibly do. It's the cheapest and it's the best because 90% of us trust other people, even if those people are strangers. So the higher quality work you provide, the more often and the more you will be known as an expert, as a go-to person in that field. So to me, referrals and reviews are the go-to method to grow my business because there are a lot of experts out there. There are a lot of matchmakers out there as well. But I want to be known for delivering the absolute high quality service.
That's really good. And I totally agree with you. Like reviews, referrals, they're the best marketing method out there. Because even if you buy something on Amazon, like even if it's just a simple whatever, a simple like product, a book or whatever, you don't buy it just because you found it on Amazon. You heard it from somebody else. Or even if it's something like for instance, me, like I'm an Amazon shopper, like everything I need for our house, I go to Amazon to buy something. Like for instance, if I need a pen, I would go to Amazon. And then if I'm not familiar with that specific brand of pen, I would read reviews and see if the reviews are great and if people had a good experience with that brand. So that's why I totally agree with you that reviews and referrals are very crucial and it should be a part of your business strategy. And as a matter of fact, that's actually something that we are working on right now. Like we are solidifying our referral strategy and even joint ventures because referral and joint ventures, they're kind of similar somehow, but they're different. Joint ventures is more like long-term and referral, it can be long-term, sometimes not, but there is no like, I don't know how to properly explain it, but I feel like joint ventureship is more committed because it's black and white. Like, you know what your responsibilities, you know what you are committed to. Whereas referrals, you can just refer a client to someone and then get maybe $50 from that referral and it's not consistent. But joint ventureship, I think what you do is more like joint ventureship.
It's a combination.
Yeah, it's a combination of that. Yeah, that is so awesome. So when it comes to delegation, and I'm pretty sure it's something that you are doing in your business, when do you think is the best time to delegate and when do you think is not the best time to delegate?
Are you sick and tired of being overwhelmed and afraid you'll never scale your business? Meet Smart VAs. Unlike many virtual assistant agencies that only assign one dedicated virtual assistant, we provide flexibility for growing businesses by assigning a team of experienced virtual assistants that can do different tasks to support your continuous growth. Visit smartvas.online to book a free discovery call and start growing your business.
The best time to delegate is once you have your basics set up and when you know your own strengths and your own weaknesses. So what I mean by that, Before you start delegating, you absolutely need to figure out what it is that you're planning to do. You need to build your business foundation. By that, I mean, you need to understand what is your product or service, who you are serving, your niche, your audience, your business case, how you're planning to make money, to monetize your business. And then you would have need to tested that proposition, that concept before you start outsourcing. These are just the basics. I mean, of course, you can outsource here and there a bit of graphic design, you know, if you need for testing. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to do it yourself, but before we even go into testing phase, you need to build your business foundation to understand, this is where I'm gonna stay, this is what I'm planning to do. When you are at the concept phase, and then before that, you can also hire a mentor or a business coach, for example. But I'm talking about more outsourcing on the project basis. When you're at the concept stage, for example, you need to build a simple page to test something. If that's not your core strength, and if you can afford it, I would say go for it and do it, simply because you will spend maybe $200 on somebody who is a professional who will build a web page for you in a day or two. But imagine how long it would take you to do it. It could take you probably, you know, learning the language, learning the graphic design, learning all these things. It will take you ages, and time is your most precious resource. So already at the stage of concept testing, if you need some materials created and it's not in your core competence, I would try to outsource it if you can financially afford it. Then once you have your marketing strategy, figure out what it is that you enjoy doing and what you don't like doing. So for example, maybe you're fantastic at sales and at social media management or writing content, then focus on this, focus on building your audience, your presence on social media online, and start creating that brand. If you are, for example, not a graphic person, you're not a visual person, outsource your brand. If you cannot afford initially to outsource to somebody who will build out your full brand, which you shouldn't, get somebody who will do the basic things for you. And that can be between $200 and $500, but at least it will save you so much time moving forward, and it will help you either, you know, get to where you want to start growing your business, or it will help you pivot much faster than you would have if you take everything onto yourself. But Right. Focus on the things that you do best yourself, that you like doing, because as a startup or as an entrepreneur, you will have to wear 15 different hats. But I would say outsource things that you have no clue about, like, for example, law, if you need to do a trademark for your company or whatever it may be, where it would take you years to study, or even if it would take you months to understand, like, for example, search, SEO, or graphic design or branding. So things that might not be in your competence, I would say outsource as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I love when you said that time is your precious resource. I mean, it's not even money, it's time. And it's crazy how money is not important now. I mean, it is important, but it's not as important as time, because time is something that you cannot get back. Once you lost it, it's lost. But money, you can earn it. When you don't have money today, you have zero balance in your bank account. Tomorrow, you can do something to put money in your bank account. But time, your time, like if you lost an hour today, you cannot get that back tomorrow. It's a precious and valuable resource. And if you have that kind of understanding, then you know that you have to spend your time on things that are pressures as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's very, very key what you're saying, because if you spend your energy, it's not just about time, it's also about your energy. You should focus on what you do best and outsource the rest. That's my motto, I would say.
Yeah.
and yes, you will not be able to outsource everything right from the start, but do as much as you can, and it's not always paid. For example, when you're at home and you're starting your own business, and let's say you have a partner, and at home you have a lot of responsibilities as well, it's not just your business. My recommendation was to make an agreement with your partner. Look, I need the coming 6 months to build a foundation of my business. Can we agree that, let's say, you cook, you know, or, you know, just try to outsource certain things when you can. Sometimes it can also be a barter if you cannot afford it at that time.
Right.
Eventually, try to get yourself to set yourself up where you're doing only the things that you love doing and you're outsourcing the rest, because it will give you so much energy. So much more energy. And I know it's difficult. I know it takes time, but my recommendation was to start taking those steps as soon as you possibly can. Because initially, when I was just starting my business, I was bartering a lot, where I would say, okay, I'll do marketing strategy for you. I'll do a bit of business coaching for you. Can you do graphic design for me? Because what I noticed is I was doing my own graphic design for my Instagram, and I have zero competence in that. It would take me hours to put together my week's content. Whereas when I did a barter where I was coached, did a business coaching for somebody, it took her, I don't know, 2 hours to do a month of content for me. So that's what I'm talking about, is when, if you cannot afford it yet, start bartering, offer the service that you love doing in return for something that you don't love doing so much. And that is actually a waste of your time. In addition to that, when you do those things, when you offer, let's say you decide to do a barter, you get energy and you also can get reviews. Mm-hmm. So that is the way to build up your reviews and referrals, because that person is now referring me for my business coaching services.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Agree. And I think being smart is not even enough. I mean, you have to be wise as well. Like I read an article like a few months back, and the title of the article is Lazy Entrepreneurship. And the article, I mean, the author mentioned that he is a lazy entrepreneur, not because he doesn't want to do things, but he finds ways to do something more efficient because he's lazy enough for him to be able to find ways to make his life easier. And that is either you eliminate your task if it's something that important, or you delegate, or you automate. And to me, that is being wise. I mean, being smart is good, but I think being wise is the best.
Yes. And also it's about letting go, because oftentimes we believe that nobody else can do it better than us. And that's just not true.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people can do it better than us. So, and if you focus on the things that you really enjoy, I think that I would also call it in a way lazy entrepreneurship, or what we would consider lazy, because imagine the whole day you're doing what you love doing. Of course, you will have things here and there, you know, that are a little bit annoying that you'll have to deal with. But imagine if 80% of your time is spent on things that you absolutely love doing. Like for me, it would be, you know, connecting people and business coaching and mentoring. And so it gives you so much energy. When you have more energy, you're able to take on more things. You're able to grow faster. You have a positive, more positive energy. You're able to attract more positive energy and more business as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also because you know that you are living out your purpose. You have a mission, and you know that everything that you do, it's something that would bring you closer to your mission or vision or whatever. So, and that's really important. Being an entrepreneur, you need to make sure that you love what you're doing, because if not, even if you do something for an hour, if you don't like doing it, you will be tired and overwhelmed already, because you're like, you're kind of like grumbling, you're complaining, why am I doing this task? And you're not motivated at all. Even if it's just only for 10 or 15 minutes, if it's something that you don't like doing, you will be tired because it's not something you want to do. So
entrepreneurship is, I just wanted to add to that entrepreneurship is a difficult, it's a difficult journey, especially when you're just starting and there's a lot of self-doubt and all those things, and not necessarily a lot of feedback from your audience or from clients. So definitely choose a path of least resistance, because that's the only way you can actually enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love this interview, but we have to wrap it up. and I want to give you the chance to promote your services, what you do. So if you have any resources or promotions that you want to share with our listeners right now, now is your time.
Okay. Thanks so much. And what I would say is, if you're looking for an amazing expert, please get in touch with me. I will provide you, Christy, with my email address. So just get in touch with me and we'll talk. It's not something that I charge for at all. It's just to have a conversation to understand what it is that you're looking for, which kind of expert. And also, if you are an expert, reach out and let's have a conversation to see if you're the right fit.
Awesome. Go ahead.
And other than that, just follow me on Instagram, because we do host with the experts on the platform. We do host regular workshops that will help you grow your business as well.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared, Olga. Keep just continue doing what you're doing. Don't stop, because it's something that is very helpful to the entrepreneurial community.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hi, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy this episode and you want to show your appreciation and support, please consider buying a coffee for me at buymeacoffee.com/Christy Yoder. Thank you for your support, and see you on the next episode.